Needle in the Hay from Elliott Smith and live performance on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic. That one you can find in album form on the self-titled album from Kill Rock Stars called Elliott Smith. And just a sampling of what you'll hear tonight at No Life Record Shop. Show it starts about 7:30 in store at No Life over on Santa Monica Boulevard, just a couple blocks west of La Brea. And then tomorrow at Spaceland, Elliott Smith will be part of a triple bill that also includes Roger Manning, Pete Krebs, and Elliott goes on about 11:30 or so.
Right.
How long you been playing guitar? How long you been writing songs?
Oh, since I was about 14.
How did you learn? Was it self-taught, listening to records and things like that?
Yeah, you know, I tape songs off the radio. And, you know.
Figure out the structures, figure out the...
Yeah, you know, play a note. Oh, that's not in it. Another note. Oh, that's not in it.
Process of elimination.
Yeah.
Any particular artist that you would graft onto as sort of good, you know, navigators?
Well, I was really into Kiss and the Beatles.
Really?
Yeah.
And beyond that, any recent loves or faves?
I really like this band from Portland called Quasi.
Quasi.
And I like Pete Krebs. And
Pete will be joining you tomorrow night.
Right. And, you know, Alex Chilton.
Do you feel that emphasis is moving away from the art of the song in music these days? I mean, there's been a lot of, you know, talk and attention paid to this new sort of DJ culture and dance arena,
right,
of music. And what I find is that, you know, what tends to be left behind is the art of the song and, you know, the mm-hmm. the nature of songwriting.
I don't know, you know, I guess that's one way to look at it, but I mean, something is getting left behind at any time, you know. Like if it was like a bunch of singer-songwriter people, then, you know, rhythm would get left out.
Sure.
So, you know, it's kind of fine because it lets, you know, I can do whatever I want. You know.
That's true. There's sort of a wide open canvas at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously around here at KCRW, we've been championing a lot of that music, and I'm a big fan of a lot of it. But what I tend to really latch onto are the ones that are sort of combining both, you know, mm-hmm. bringing melody and songwriting skills to those rhythms. And,
right. I think people do that for sure, you know. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah, that's true. Now, but what I also find happening is a lot of the people who are more song-oriented are getting sort of left behind in a way. Some, mm-hmm. you know, like the Elvis Costellos of the world are sort of waning in popularity and impact.
Right. Well, there's no telling how that stuff goes, you know?
Yeah.
What can you do?
And I think you're right, though. I think they'll, again, sort of have their day again, where it will return to... It's sort of a pendulum back and forth thing.
Yeah, everybody can't have their day on the same day. Some people can't even have their day at all.
That's true. So, I'm getting the impression that rhythm is something that you're wanting to incorporate more and more and explore as well in your solo work.
Right, yeah. I mean, melody is my thing. That's my favorite thing. But I like rhythm too, you know. But, yeah, more instruments.
Yeah. It's interesting how, like, Folk Implosion is sometimes building tracks with their rhythm machines and mm-hmm. beat boxes and things.
Right.
So they're kind of trying to back into it that way.
Right.
Well, we've got another one here. This is going to be, I think, the closing song
uh-huh.
on Either Or. Is there a reason you picked this one to close the album?
Because it was kind of happy.
It's got a positive name, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Say Yes.
Say Yes. All right. We have Elliott Smith in the studio with us. It's Morning Becomes Eclectic on 89.9 KCRW.